Evening, guys. How you doing? You gonna come and see me? Are you gonna be shy? Yeah? Well, Sheila, you are, I think. You letting me pet you? Yeah? Okay. You're so special. Maybe things that happen with human beings where you're sweet, sweet, but you're worried, eh? You're sensitive. Anyway, I'm about to go up for a sunset walk. Yeah? Yes, you okay now? You okay now? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's do a little rub on the neck. And normally it's a killer for the cats. All right. Well, he lit me on the way down. It was very interesting. Anyway, so we are going to go do a sunset walk. And there is a run on the way. So it looks like Pilar and the boys are coming here. And they're basically going to drop the dog for the weekend. So I'll have a run with me until, I guess, Monday, which I don't know if I'll take him on the one on Sunday because I run 4 hours for the water, unless I can find something to shed in my pack, which is very small. But anyway, so it's happening, so I was kind of a little conflicted, but I'm like, no, I want to go on that walk, so I'm going there. But what I want to get into is what I just watched, because definitely generated some interesting emotions. So it's a pawn entry. Interesting. So it's a couple that's flying from Spain to the States. And as it turned out, so she's from Barcelona and Catalonia, and he's from Venezuela, but they live together in Spain. And basically they get pulled in for additional check. Oh, actually, hold on. I just realized the key is right here. So, okay, that's fine. The gate is closed. Anyway, so my day is in the States. Initially, well, actually, to obtain the green card, I used to go to the INS and I think it has become ICE, possibly. It used to be called INS, Immigration and Naturalization Services, but that changed after 9/11. And I remember being nervous. And again, I'm from France, you know, I'm white, you know, it's, and it was even before 9/11. I can only imagine now, but it was kind of like not maddening, but it was getting to me. They were getting to me. Through that, when, you know, it's like you have nothing to be nervous about, you know, I'm like, this is such a bullshit. It can be so nerve-wracking, you know, this kind of experience, whether there's no leverage, basically, you know, and it's not like, I guess, whoever you're talking to, it feels like to me, you know, that so much depend on the individual that you're with. Anyway, so on that aspect, I have to say very well done, because I could feel it. And of course, I sympathize because, you know, I have been through that and I felt some of that. I think when I got the, when I became naturalized, that was, well, it was quite easy because I had lived in a state, you know, I was married. And so my conditions were good. You know, it was stable. It almost went 2 years, you know. So, yeah, you could say quite stable, but I'm like, wow, you know, those. I guess, you know, if you're going to be traveling, if you're going to be moving around, you know, it's par for the game. It's, you don't control that, you know, and I guess, you know, well, I don't know. I can only imagine what some people do, you know, and there is, you know, there is of everything. But yeah, definitely it affected me, that movie. I have to say, quite well done. Quite well done. Definitely real. Whoever did it, wow. Anyway, and the whole time, oh, I don't want to spoil it. So, anyway, it's cute, kind of a chess game basically, and kind of a little bit of a gambling. Yeah, oof, my goodness, but it's nice. It's a short bit. It's like around 1 hour and 15 minutes. So, for a change, it's kind of nice, you know. It is not so long. Anyway, so now we're gonna enjoy. I was almost debating going to the store because I need to get some oats, but I get them yesterday, and I forgot to get the freaking squash, the zucchini, for the darn for my lentils. So it's cooked, but I'll just have to add that tomorrow. Which is not a big deal, you know. Zucchini cooks very fast. So, and I'll get some, I need to get some oatmeal, I don't have enough. Anyway, and I also made a fruit salad. So today was definitely, I guess I'm kind of pumped. So I think that's what this recording is for. It's a pumped up recording. Definitely that, wow. Very good. Very, very good upon entry. Man, they fooled me. I mean, they got me hooked. Interesting, you know, when a movie pulls you in. And then knowing how interesting those mind games. Yeah, I got had. I got had. I'd be done. But gladly, you know, I'm glad that I get had. Hold on, is that... I was looking at the roof here. Anyway, so the only thing I haven't done so far is German. Well, French doesn't matter. French is kind of almost like a break. I've still learned a few things, you know, because I've forgotten. And there are some sentences on Duolingo, they look horrible to me. And I'm not questioning them, but I'm like, ugh, it just looks horrible. The way they're saying. And, but I've done the rest, spread out. I had a couple of naps. Well, the second one was just really, really enjoying the swing set, closing my eyes, maybe 5 minutes, reopening, reclosing, just kind of really enjoying. Just a beautiful weather. Really, really relishing the silence. You know, the quietness, because... You know, normally between 2 and 5, you get the siesta. So, yeah, I think it's quite typical in Spain. Around 2 o'clock would be, you know, when people go home to have their lunch and get a break. And of course, here being in the country, it's not like, you know, urban. So, you know, in terms of the rhythm, you know, they end up going back in the field. And as the day get longer, you know, they're going to be staying a little longer. So I did those potatoes, so I'll do that tomorrow. But so yeah, spent a bit of time in the kitchen, and then you know, went well after going to Paco. I didn't do much else for that. So just kind of a different day. I definitely feel better. Definitely was, I was tired this morning, so, but it feels good night, it's nice to be going up, so whatever it is, the kind of heaviness, and I get that in my life, it used to happen quite a bit too, when I was with Glenda, you know, I would come home and feel the whole energy being drained out of me, and almost wanting to collapse on the floor, so... Who knows, you know, yeah, there could be, you know, something medical, you know, and it's like at the end of the day, yeah, sure. So, but I think the way that I look at it, and I feel decent about that, and given my condition, I guess, even more so, it's like, yeah, I think it's okay to weather things, and if they really kind of become unmanageable, then it kind of makes sense to, you know, look for professional help. But if not, apañarse, you know, to get by, to do without. Apañarse. Well, yeah, still feel shaken. Actually, I'm glad I looked on, you know, my notifications are off on WhatsApp, so I'm glad I looked, because it's, I think there was Miguel that sent the message. More than likely, Javi driving, and then Pilar is in the back with the dog, and the boys are in the front. Anyway, so I'm going to get to see her tonight when they come. I don't think they will have come by the time I'm done. You know, we're looking at around, you know, 3.5 hours. Well, it'll be about 3 hours. Javi drives pretty fast, though it's Friday, so I would think that, anyway, it doesn't matter. It'd be around 3 hours for them to get here. So I don't think they'll get here before 8:30. So I'll be scrubbed and then chilling by the time they do. Anyway, so that'll be the first time since I've been here. And well, outside of tomorrow when I'll get the company, but yeah, I haven't had anybody, I haven't had a guest at the place. Nobody has come. And I'm really fine, actually, you know, by that. I feel at times it's really kind of funny. Again, it is quite a fancy property, you know, everything. I mean, obviously, a very nice pool and big land, big amount of land. And the house, it's a big house. And at times, and of course, you have the remote to open the gate. It's automatic. And yeah, time when I'm walking and there's a car that drive by and I'm either leaving the property or heading back toward it, I can feel that little kind of puffing of the chest, like, that's right, look who's here, you know. Very interesting. And it's not really true. I mean, obviously it is, and at the same time it's not. You know, meaning, I don't, who cares? I don't even care, you know. I'll take a crappy place, you know, as long as it's safe, you know, that you have a dry bed, you know. I haven't really been in a rundown, in a shack, you know, that's different. But, you know, in a basic place, which has basic amenities, I'm okay. You know, it doesn't matter. The rest doesn't make it more. But it is quite a luxury here. So it's very interesting. I can get to your head, that stuff. Kind of a part of you saying, yeah, come on, look at you. You're better than them. Ooh, how sleazy, right? How sleazy. Mamma mia. Anyway. So. Oh, yeah. We're going to start to get, well, next Thursday, look, it's coming back down to 14 and 12 degrees. So we're going to have 3 or 4 days, it looks like. You know, a little cold wave coming in. So. Well, obviously, we're heading one direction. So I guess I'll keep the heater in the room because I'm okay not having it on with days like today and what we have for the next 5-6 days. That'd be fine because it will get nice and warm. But if it doesn't, then I'll be wanting it in the morning. So, wow. Yeah, I really feel, you sure got me on a roller coaster. Wow. This little movie, very well done. The two, in the end, it's kind of a little funky, one thing that they did. But I guess maybe the point, stop the podcast if you don't want to hear that. So upon entry, go watch it. I think definitely very fresh, something that I definitely thumbs up, and I haven't been that enthusiastic for something for quite a while on the screen. So Basically, they are saying that they ensure that look funky. So they basically gamble, you know, the INS people. They are basically like, let's see, you know. So they kind of play mind game and to kind of try to break you, crack you, and well, just to kind of see. And there is, you know, there's some dirty laundry. So they see some inconsistency. And basically one of the things is that the guy is Venezuelan, from Venezuela. Venezuelan? Huh. I'm not even sure you say that. Venezuelano in Espanol. And so he basically was engaged with somebody from the US, but he never met her. And they were almost together. I mean, they kind of knew each other for almost a year, but he got engaged, never meeting her. And she didn't know that, the partner that he was with. So, and he had applied for a visa while he was with her, and he had obtained it. They have those lottery visa, but he never went to the appointment. So basically, there was some kind of a, yeah, I guess if you have anything controversial, you know, when you're looking at, I don't know outside of the US, how they deal with it. I don't know. I don't know if they do it more tough love in the US than other country. I'm not sure. And of course, you know, it is a country that is still, I would think for, you know, middle to middle upper class, I think the US is most likely quite appetizing. I could see that. You know, the healthcare is definitely the sore spot. But again, if you are middle to upper middle class, that is manageable. So, but anyway, it's very, very interesting. Yeah, when you change country, I haven't had to do any, you know, any of that really. It was low level, what it is in Spain. But actually to become a resident of Spain, I mean, you know, outside of me having to pay 1 year of health insurance, I think outside of that, it would have been relatively easy. But I guess I'm from the European Union too. So that might also play something, God knows. You know, I have a couple of immigration aces up my sleeve, you know, a French passport and an American passport. So, makes but you know, the kind of nightmarish experience that it can be. And even, you know, even if you have some dirty laundry, you know, who hasn't broken the law? You know, who hasn't broken the law? Who, you know, who is not compromising one way or another? Just a human condition. My goodness. And of course, the whole thing, even with the airport, like they had a transfer flight, so they kind of added that element. They landed in New York, which I'm wondering, you know, if New York may also not have an extra reputation, you know, being in New York and the kind of demographic you get there that might affect, you know, the kind of, I would think Florida possibly too. I would say, I don't know, I guess DC, I guess New, I don't know if you can land in Newark from those kind of flights, but I think some international one you can, Newark, New Jersey, I don't know, but the whole Eastern Seaboard, I think, you know, if I was in that kind of situation, I would look at the West Coast, because I'm pretty sure you can fly from San Francisco to Madrid. Direct flight, that I'm pretty sure. Anyway, yeah, breaking is, I take off my little pack with the iPad to watch that movie. I had to find another channel to get it because my typical one, it didn't show. like even Killers of the Flower Moon, I think this one is still too fresh. But in a few months, it'll be available. Though I don't know. I think I have my mixed feelings when it comes to Martin Scorsese. You know, yeah, like The Irishman for me was personally disappointing, that movie, but I love Goodfellas. I think that was him too, Casino, but even that, it's not the same. There was something about Goodfellas, it was yet kind of like a street, yet kind of, it felt like that it was lived, that it was, yeah, it just felt good, it felt sharp. But, you know, Taxi Driver, that was years ago when I watched this one, but I don't know. But again, The Last Temptation of Christ, that's a weird one. I think it was in 84 with Willem Dafoe and Harvey Keitel. I think that was him, which is really out of his repertoire, that kind of a movie. Anyway. Wow, what a beautiful late afternoon. What a gorgeous place, guys. I guess I'm kind of a southern, I'm kind of a southern boy. It seems to have been pretty much all my life outside of my time in, you know, London. I mean, border is southwest, Texas is south. I guess you would say, well, I guess south central, right? Kind of is, huh? South central. I guess in kind of a way you could say like Texas divide the east from the west, huh? Because then you have Louisiana, you know, and of course, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. Yeah, I don't see, Florida, it doesn't get cut up by Georgia. Yeah, my geography is not up to par. Anyway. Yeah, because if I was thinking, if I was, who knows actually, because I don't know if they were to check, like, on my passport, my American passport, you know, how long ago, or if they may look at the discrepancy. I don't even know the whole dual citizenship in the U.S. Obviously, I feel like they would have asked me, you know, like in Australia, you can't. If you become Australian, that is it. There are no other. You relinquish your previous status, civil status. And in the U.S., they never asked me. So, obviously, I don't think it was a oops moment, you know. But, yeah, when it comes to that stuff, and even more so now, after 9/11, who knows, you know? Who knows? Anyway. Anyway, so, and the church bell. So, wow. Yeah, I'm feeling, wow. I think it's a little bit the news of them coming to drop the dog. That, well, it's not really anything really, but in combination with that movie, that really threw me off. You know, it feels like a, how interesting, you know, that really kind of my belly memory, you know. That's many years ago, my goodness, my dealings with immigration, but yeah, it was not fun, you know. And I was in a privileged position, you know. So, and the fact that in my case, you know, I had no interest initially in a citizenship. I was fine with green card, you know. Yeah, it was a little less stable. But basically, you could never serve office. Well, actually, well, you can serve the lower offices as an immigrant, but, you know, you could never be president. And that it was my aspiration. And you couldn't be working in a governmental position, like the boss of anything that the government is behind that you could not aspire to, which was not an issue. And you couldn't serve in the military. And that was definitely not an issue as far as I was concerned. So I was like, you know, I didn't quite see the point of the becoming naturalized, me personally. But then when it became time to renew my green card, then it was like, I think it was $200 more. I think it was $400 for the green card and $600 to become naturalized. And I was at the KI, at the Cushy Institute, when we did that. So Glenna and I went there, you know, to get it, to get the paper, basically, that I was naturalized. So you have to kind of, you know, swear on the flag and all that bullshit. Oh my goodness, that patriotic stuff, what does that say about anything, you know? What's binding about being obliged to say something or to show that you believe certain things, so you have to, you know, show of belief? You know, what does it say about anything? I don't know. But obviously, you know, everybody does what everybody does. Every culture, country has its own, you know, dogma and principles, and I have no issue, it's just to me. And it's like, yeah, sure, I'll say that. That's where allegiance to the flag and the whole thing about enemy, foreign, or the Pledge of Allegiance, you know. And the thing, of course, if you don't know, if you're not from the US, you know, the flag is definitely a big branding. I guess if you think about branding, right, well, in the US, the American flag is it, right? Forget about Nike or Apple, IBM or Marriott or, you know, whatever the brand, though they have their places. But the flag is, I think it's the ultimate, you know, branding phenomenon in the US. Here I am, top of the world. Wow. With no wind. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. It's very still. So I did break a sweat. And it is, you know, it's about 7 o'clock. I'm peeing a little bit here. Haciendo pis. Kind of funny. In Spanish, hacer pis, so, you know, to piss, is actually the way to say it. Peo mear is actually rude. So I guess to urinate would be like hacer pis, but to piss would be like mear, which was confusing to me. Because you associate piss with piss, of course. Anyway. Wow, wow, wow. I feel like a woman. Hello, Shina. Shina Twain. I think the last time I heard that song was at the house, A Casa de Fernanda in Corgo, south of Porto. She had a song she liked, and she play, and she dance, and she get people to dance. She's the life of the party. Oh, hold on. How do you say that? El alma de la fiesta? I think it's what you call it, right? El alma de la fiesta. It's called Aguas Fiesta. It's a party pooper. Anyway. So, wow, here we go. And now you get a beautiful, beautiful late afternoon light. We're still early. Because it's about, you know, close to 7:30 now when we get sunset. So looking here, it is now just barely past 7. So it's about 20 minutes. And on the way down, I'll be covered by the pine trees going down the road there. But it's still beautiful. You know, it's definitely something special about being in nature in the morning, during the day, or in the evening. We'll see. I might try to do some of that. I remember when I was in Las Herrerias, you know, near Ponferrada, or actually near the Iron Cross. Well, not that near. Ponferrada is before the Iron Cross, because you have Cacabelo, you have, anyway, it doesn't matter. And on my day off, I would go to what's it called? The one that's 4 kilometers on the big climb. Anyway, it's halfway from Oseverero and Las Herrerias. Oh, I can't think of it. So I would go there to volunteer at an albergue that I think has burned down, and they've built a new one. And it was kind of very artsy-fartsy, very cute. And I would go help in a vegetable garden. La Huerta or El Huerto. And I would come down late in the afternoon, almost thinking that I would be the only one because it would be quite late, but almost without a fault, there would be somebody who was also, for whatever, well, doesn't matter, but I was basically going to be enjoying that one too. I would cross paths with a pilgrim, because obviously I was going backward on the Camino by then, because I would turn around. And there was some nice, it's a very nice climb with that light because of the stones and just beautiful. Of course, if the weather is nice. I've had it both with Matthew. Hold on, was it with Matthew? Yeah, with Matthew. Hold on. I guess by then, Matthew wasn't there anymore. Because that was before Leon, that was me before doing my big day, and then we didn't meet each other until Fisterra. So, but I was with Olivia, and that we had rain. So I don't know if he had it or not. I think he may have been a day ahead, possibly, Matthew. But anyway, so that day when I climbed it in 2019, it was raining. Like, we were wet. Estábamos empapados. We were soaking wet, you know. But if not, the view is beautiful. As far as I'm concerned, it's more glorious and more majestic than... hold on a second. I am going to... Okay, I'm going to check from time to time because I still don't have it. Actually, I'm going to put Do Not Disturb anyway while I have the podcast going on in case somebody tries to call, but she's gonna have the gate opener and all of that, so they'll get it in if somehow I doubt it, but if somehow they get there before I do. Anyway, so yeah, it's really majestic, that climb, because it's quite wild. It's different. I would think, of course, the one from Saint Jean Pied de Port is beautiful because it's your first day, so it's quite dramatic. It's a physical feat, really. It really is the most challenging of all the day because it's like over 800 meters if you go all the way. It's a heck of a climb. And it's your first day, you know. So you're not pacing yourself. You're kind of more than like excited. You meet with other people, so you're not at your pace. And to sustain, you know. And I guess you have a place 8 kilometers in, you know, Ornisson, I think it's called. I never stayed there because it just doesn't make sense to me. It's only 8 kilometers. But it's a way, you know, to break that big climb. So, and some people stay there, they like it. I've heard about a token for the shower where they have water issues. So you get a token and you get a very quick shower, which would be fine by me since my showers are quite fast. That's not a problem. But anyway... But you're in the middle of nowhere, and I think there is another one now that's opened. You know, because the French Camino is such a popular one, I could definitely see somebody having something a little further, you know. Yeah. And I think possibly, too, you have more older people doing it now. So people being surprised or underestimating. I think it's it. You know, it's actually better to overestimate in terms of how you're going to approach it and to really take your time. And I think then you are pleasantly surprised to realize, well, that wasn't that bad. Like with Matthew, when we did it, you know, it was, it's quite something. We basically did it in, it's around 25K, I think, and we did it in 5.5 hours. And again, you're looking at between 800 and 900 meters of elevation, and then you drop, of course, it's up and then down. And then it was nasty weather, and the nasty weather and me worrying about hypothermia as far as Matthew, kind of being concerned, because he's not familiar. You know, I'm familiar with the kind of, you know, unstable, that kind of weather. And the fact that we're not camping, you know, we have a warm place waiting for us, so it's like it's a no-brainer. Of course, it's going to be fine. It's just a few hours of discomfort. But we had, you know, almost 4 weeks behind us of walking, so we killed it basically. And we arrived so early. I think it was noon and the place didn't open until 2 o'clock. So anyway, but then we're about to get warmed up. Wow, but this one is, well, see, you know, I'm such a pickler when it's nitpicking when it comes to, you know, I really like to arrive at the place and do my laundry, and it is so important to me. It is so nice to have that the idea of arriving like at around that time, you know, arriving like 6-7 o'clock in the evening, and of course soon it'll be even later. Well, that's, it won't matter to me. I don't know, it doesn't quite add up, but it is quite nice. I guess it would make sense if you were camping, basically. You know, you would do the morning stretch, then you would do your resupply or whatever and get a nice break. And then you would finish, you know, late afternoon, you know, kind of set camp, cook your stuff and whatever. Even though in Spain it's not legal to do wild camping, but you most likely get by if you do it. You can learn those two skiing. You can go online and find out tips, you know, for people who want to do it. The things to avoid, things that are good to keep in mind. Okay. All right. So now we're going down. And I think I'm going to just enjoy. Sorry, I've kind of chewed your ear. Just I like it. That was my little therapy. So peace and love, guy. A little extra for you.